Well, good morning, everybody. Again, a happy welcome to everybody and a Merry Christmas. Every Christmas, I kind of think about a little different piece of Christmas, I guess. There's infinite amount of things to contemplate. And this year, what I've been really thinking about, partly because I've been housing the Jesus statue for the outside nativity set in my house and in my chapel. And so as I've been praying throughout Advent, of course he's outside now where he belongs, and I took a picture yesterday after I put Jesus in the outdoor manger, and I thought, everything is right, you know? Something's been missing. But anyway, I've been housing that Jesus statue in my chapel, and so he's been looking at me an awful lot, and I've just been noticing this year more than anything, his arms, you know? Every statue of Jesus you have in a manger, by the way, the word manger means feeding trough, and Jesus becomes the bread of life placed in this feeding trough. One of the kids said, it looks like he's lying in French fries here, and I could see it, you know? But anyways, Bethlehem means house of bread. Jesus is born in a city called House of Bread, and he is laid into the feeding trough where the animals would eat. He becomes the bread of life for all of us. Doesn't that look beautiful? So I've been just noticing, though, that like his arms are just extended, you know, and kind of contemplate what that means. And so I asked the kiddos yesterday, we had 600 people here at the 4 p.m. Mass. It was a beautiful Mass. And I was just kind of, I had all the kiddos come up, and we were talking about, why were his arms extended? Why do you think? And they were good. They were good. The first kid who I called on, of course, their hands all go up in the air. Pick me, Father, pick me. You know. And I said, oh, yeah, what do you think? And he says, to praise God. And I thought, that's good. You know, because the Son glorifies the Father. And the Father glorifies the Son, all with the Holy Spirit. And have you ever just been caught up in praise and you put your arms up in the air? It really is a therapeutic thing to do, by the way. And the other day, yesterday, God gave me a Christmas gift. It was a beautiful miracle. I had a frozen pipe in my house, and I had left the water dripping, but I guess not very much, you know. It was dripping very, so it froze. Okay. And I'm thinking, oh no, because I thought, after Christmas Mass, after this Mass, which is the sixth one here in Shelbyville, I thought, I'm going home. I'm going to Bloomington, and I'm going to be with my family. I'm excited. And so I thought, but I can't leave a frozen pipe in the house, you know, because it'll rupture and blah. Anyway, I said, so anyway, I'm in my holy hour yesterday morning, and I say, Jesus, you take care of it. And I'm not kidding you. When I left my holy hour yesterday morning, I walk out of the chapel and I hear water from my tub upstairs running. And I said, praise the Lord. Jesus, you just fixed my pipe. You fixed my broken pipe. He did it. Is that how good is God, you know? And like, he is so awesome. And so I was putting my hands up in the air and I was just praising our Lord. You know, I often think that if people saw me by myself, they'd put me in a mental institution. But I was happy, and we should all be praising the Lord, hands up in the air, praising God a lot. And that's what Jesus is doing in the manger. He is arms up, praising God. All right. Another kid, the second kid, pick me, Father, pick me. The second one says, to bless us. And I thought, that's good. He is arms out to bless us. When Mary and Joseph and Jesus, in one of the apparitions at Fatima, they appeared blessing the world. And Jesus, every good thing in your life comes from Jesus. It just does. And he is the ultimate good, the eternal good, for whom and in whom we must live. But every blessing is from Jesus. And so when he's there in the manger, he's going, everything is yours. I'm yours. He's blessing us. not just giving us stuff, but giving us himself. Arms wide open for you, you know? He's blessing us. The third kid I pick on, he says, why? I said, why is his arms like this? And what is it? To get our attention. And I couldn't have paid you to say better things than this. You know, to get our attention. And, you know, we see in our reading today, God says he sends prophets. And, you know, think about it. In the Old Testament, God sent prophet after prophet after prophet. He sent judge after judge after judge. Priests, kings, queens. He sent them and nobody listened. Even to Moses. He goes up to get the commandments. He comes back and they're worshiping a golden statue. Like, nobody listens. And so God, it's been part of his plan all along to say, I know what I will do. I will send my son as a baby. Because you can't ignore a baby. Try as you might, you can't ignore the crying of a baby. And Jesus' arms are out. Attention! His arms are out like, attention, attention! Change your life! You know? Give me your life. Give God your life. Stop living like a robot. Live for God, and it's so much better. And Jesus is going, you know? It's almost like he's wanting to shake us up, you know? And we need it. We really need it. And Jesus, attention. Another kid said, to get us to hold him. That's why his arms are like that. To get us to hold him. And you know, that's really what Jesus wants. He wants to embrace you, and he wants you to embrace him. He wants us to hold on to him, to live one with him, and to never let him go. To never let him go. Some people hold on to him a couple times a year when they come to Mass. But Jesus wants us to hold on to him, not just every Sunday, but every moment of every day, to say, Jesus, you died for me. You were born for me. You lived for me. You died for me. And you live for me now in the risen life. And you invite me into your life. And he wants us to hold him, which means we have to let go of a bunch of other stuff that we'd rather hold sometimes, like money or other things. We don't need that stuff. We only need Jesus, you know? Another kid said to hug us. That's why his arms are like this. And I said, you all know, boys and girls, how much God loves you. Do you really know? Because none of us know. None of us can even fathom the love of God. But we know it. We feel it, hopefully. We experience it. God wants to hug you, to embrace you, and to receive you into his own life. The word of God here says that he holds everything together in himself. And that is exactly what he does. So let us thank our Lord. You hear that beautiful baby right there, Ambrose. Hi, Ambrose. You know a baby changes everything. A baby, Ambrose right here, sorry to pick on you, Ambrose, but you changed everything for your mom and dad when you were born. You did. And you changed it for the better. And not a day goes by that Bailey and Reuben don't think about that beautiful girl. And they think about her all day because they take care of her all day. And they love her all day. And she calls on them all day, in night, and all of those things. And they care for her, you know. And that is Jesus, born as a baby to change our life and to save it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.